Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you feel that you're running around in the rat race of life and you're accomplishing a lot and you've got quite a few successes here and there, but something still isn't quite right, or if you're not having the success that you want and things just don't seem to be getting on track, I would like to recommend that you stay tuned and pay attention to what the two gentlemen who are joining us this hour have to say, because I really think that they've got some messages that will help you. Let me tell you who they are, and I'm going to introduce them. I'm going to introduce Gary Moore first, only because he's the senior member of this show. He's been with me longer. Gary received his bachelor's degree from the University of Kentucky. He spent 20 years on Wall Street. He was a senior vice president of investments for Payne Webber. In the late 80s, he founded a company called Gary Moore & Company, which is counsel to ethical and religious investors. He is on the board of directors of the John Templeton Foundation, the Robert Schuller Crystal Cathedral, and the Jack Kemp and Bill Bennett Empower America organization. Gary, welcome back to the show.
And the other thing is I'm better looking than Tom.
Well, I'm going to let you guys duke that out. But wait, time out. I'm in control here for at least 10 more seconds. And Gary, by the way, folks, is also the author of the wonderful book that you've heard me talk about. We've talked about it on the show many times before. It's called Spiritual Investments, The Wall Street Wisdom of Sir John Templeton. And also, let me tell you about our other guests. And folks, this may be the last time I get to say anything this hour. His name is Tom Feltenstein, and he is the chairman and CEO of Tom Feltenstein's Neighborhood Marketing Institute, which he founded in 1990 to serve and to lead educational resources for training, educating, and coaching marketing professionals to achieve and sustain increased sales growth through their strategic neighborhood marketing. There's a lot of other stuff to tell you about him, but one of the things that I want you to know is that his book is absolutely dynamite. He was with us earlier in the month. It's called Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. Tom Feltenstein, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you with us. Say hello to Gary Moore now.
Gary Moore, he already threw the first gauntlet out there a minute ago, you know.
He sure did. He threw it down, didn't he? What do you have to say about all that?
Well, the other day, I was on a show, and there's only four words in our life that if we can say these four words on a continual basis, it'll change our life. And I'll start out right now. Gary, you're right about that.
we need to get more Democrats and Republicans saying that, don't we?
Are we going to talk politics?
No, I didn't mean to, but it popped into my mind. Sorry about that. You're right. We need to stay away from that. There are several things that I want you guys to talk about. But Gary, one of the things that you and I talked about once before that I think is real important, and I want to bring this up first because it's something that Tom, you and I talked about that you mentioned. You called it another name, and this is something, though, that what Gary calls reintegration. Now, Gary, talk to us about reintegration, and then I'm going to get Tom's thoughts on that.
Well, first thing I want to tell your audience is what a disadvantage I'm at. I sent Tom my book, and all he did was fax me two pages of his. And I want to tell the audience that if it's like eating a first-class hors d'oeuvre to read these two pages. And if they don't read this book of Tom's, they're going to miss something very special. Because a lot of what he's saying in here, interestingly enough, is along the lines, and I know that's why you put us together, Jim, but I'm just fascinated the way we're thinking together here. Reintegration, in essence, is something I learned from John Templeton. If you read sociologists and pretty astute theologians, Jim, they will tell you that, in essence, about 100 years ago, Western culture began to say that spirituality and religion is fine. It just belongs on Sunday morning or in a spiritual component of our life, and it doesn't have anything to do with science. For example, we had a split in science and religion back with the Scopes trial. We have had a split of spirituality and medicine for about a century now. We know, for example, at the Templeton Foundation, studies tell us that people who pray with their doctors before major surgery, whether it's placebo effect or whatever, we don't know. But we do know that they heal faster and get out of the hospital faster by integrating their spirituality or religion, if you want to call it that, whatever, with their human healing, with their bodies. Then I integrate spirituality with wealth management in political economy and personal finances. Most of the world does not do that. I'll give you an example. There was a book by a prominent televangelist about a few years ago and had a chapter in it called The New Economics. On one page, he said the federal debt is sinking America. On the next page, he says government never creates wealth. We have to get it out of our lives any way possible. And on the very next page, he tells everybody to put all their money in U.S. government bonds. Okay? Now, what I'm saying is we had an economic view, a political view, and a personal financial view, and there was no connections between the three whatsoever. There was, in essence, compartmentalization is what the sociologists and theologians call it. And what that does, Jim, is it creates stress in your life. If you believe you hate the government and got to get it out of your life, but you want it to guarantee all your money, you've got stress in your thinking. What the world is doing, we believe, and what Sir John Templeton is largely spearheading in the world, I believe, is going back and to 100 years ago, if you will, and saying we need to be of one mind and one spirit about these matters. For example, the Judeo-Christian scriptures in the 13th chapter of Romans, St. Paul told early Christians living under the barbarous Nero to nevertheless honor and respect government. So that's a spiritual perspective. Government's going to be here. You hate it all you want. It's just going to create an enormous stress in your life, especially if you put all your money in treasury bills. So what we're trying to do, and I can see Tom is also doing it, is we're all working at reintegrating our spirituality, our religious beliefs, however you want to phrase it, with every dimension of our life, with our way we care for our bodies, with the way we care for our personal finances, and with the way we care for the political economy. Yesterday, for example, I think I've told you that Robert Schuller and I are co-authoring a book that's talking about a new concept called the third way. It's not socialism, it's not capitalism, it's a more integrated and holistic approach to life, is a term that's sometimes used. On the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday, there was a major editorial about why the third way is winning the future right now. And you're going to hear an awful lot about it.
Gary, stand by. I'm going to let you take, we got to take a break. And Tom, I want you to think about your comments on that, because I want your thoughts on reintegration when we come back after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's 24 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to join me and our special guests, Gary Moore and Tom Feltenstein. Gary is the author of the outstanding book called Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. And the wonderful new book is by Tom Feltenstein, and it's called Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. And I believe, as far as I know, both of these books are available at Amazon.com or any of the online bookstores, as well as in the bookstores. Right, guys?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. That's right.
Yeah.
Tom, you just heard Gary talking about something he calls reintegration. And you and I, when we met last time, when we talked last time on the show, we talked about that a little bit. And I'd like to know your thoughts on reintegration.
Well, it's just amazing that you find another soulmate on this planet. And what is a man profited, asked the young teacher from Nazareth, if he shall gain the world and lose his soul? And 2,000 years later, many of American middle-aged baby boomers apparently are asking the same question. Worked hard, followed the rules, paid the dues, done everything that a materialistic society will, has promised will earn them success and happiness, and made money, accumulated more belongings than any other previous generation, achieved levels of comfort, pleasure that most of the world can barely dream of. Yet, sometime between the ages of 35 and 60, more and more Americans are waking up in the morning, staring at the ceiling, and asking, is this all there is? In this time of change for each of us personally as well as globally, I think many of us are creating jobs and businesses that more truthfully express our life purpose. And usually that move takes a daring leap of faith, and it appears that we have abandoned our security for the sake of self-expression.
Tom,
I have always felt that spirituality was on one side and business was on the other. But I now realize that, and I always thought, you know, that business was considered anti-spiritual for most seekers of truth, really trying to fit money into an Eastern and Western synthesis of values is confusing and frustrating. But for the last many years, I've come to realize that the business world is the greatest arena for personal transformation. Because in business, you have to face your fears, transcend your ego, and learn to live beyond limits, all while doing your best to hear and call. We heed the call from within. And, you know, the payoffs and risk are greater. In business, you can get rich, but you can end up broke and miserable. And I think how you respond to an event in the business world is really your test of strength and wisdom. And the test comes in many forms, profound burnout on the job, divorce, an inner prompt to dump everything we've worked for, even uprooting, moving, trying another road. Following inner guidance doesn't guarantee immediate material success. And I'm sure that each of your listeners has faced harsh setbacks, severe disappointments, and many times in humiliating ways. And even though the setbacks have been difficult at times, I, Tom, right now am prepared to trust my new friend for many years and the inner voice within me. And I believe that any spiritual path has to be workable on a material plane to be valid. And if there was a God in the path of discovery, it had to lead right through the marketplace of the world as well as through the deserts. And as I'm learning to trust my feelings, ideas, and even though they're strange sometimes, but nevertheless profound in most instances, and letting my rational self make decisions in my daily life, I'm learning to trust a new way of knowing. I'm gradually becoming aware that I can listen to and follow my desires and passions, and beginning to lead an opening of my heart and to let go of fears and discover that underneath the worst nightmares is a realm of loving security, a wholeness that I'd never known that existed. I know now that there is no need to separate business and spirituality. They work quite well together. And I think we've just got to start listening to our inner messages and know that resisting these signals only postpones what might have been relatively smooth transitions and instead kind of magnifies a mere tremor into a significant earthquake.
Yeah. Tom,
and so you know, it goes along exactly with what Gary was saying.
How do we do that? How do we begin the process of integrating our spirituality into our business life when after so many years we have been basically taught and encouraged not to do that? That's the question that I want you to talk to us about when we come back after these messages. And Gary, I want you to be prepared to for your comments on that too, because I'd like to have some tools, some steps that we can take to be able to accomplish this. Stay with us, folks. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Gary Moore and Tom Feltenstein are our special guests. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking that out. Our special guests this hour are our good friends, Gary Moore, the author of Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, which is a book that we've covered many times on the show before and I recommend to you, as well as Tom Feltenstein, who is the author of the new book called Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. And we're talking about how to have balance in your life. And guys, you have done a really good job of setting the stage of identifying the issue. The situation is basically that over the last several decades, we have gone about taking our spirituality, our faith life, completely out of business. We've said, in fact, I used to say that. I can remember saying in my prayers, God, you know, I'm the businessman. Don't worry about me and my business. Just take care of my family, take care of my health. And at one point in time, I had to go back and say, God, I think I made a mistake. I'm not as good a businessman as I thought I was. I do need your help. I need you to reveal some things to me, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I had to go back, and I think at that moment, Gary, I think I was aware of reintegration, and I know that's what you're talking about. And Tom, I would like for both you and Gary both to talk to us about some tools. What are some things that we can do? How can we identify the need to reintegrate? How can we identify the need to nurture? And how can we nurture our spiritual life?
You want to start, Tom, or
go ahead, Tom?
I'll just go for a second, and I'll let you, because it really boils down to one word, and that one word is acceptance. And the day that I started to accept Tom for what he is and got rid of trying to be transparent and phony, to become authentic and to love me for who I am, things, that's when things really began to change. Because I know that I'm the most difficult person that I have to deal with. And if I can love all my human, if I can love Tom, I can love all my fellow human beings. And so what I do is I keep pictures of myself as a child around to help me recall what a precious creation I am. And to remind me to be more forgiving of myself. And I ask all the people I have relationships with to help keep me on track and to forgive me when I'm not. I was telling you yesterday, my family does a good job of keeping me on track. When I received a special award, my son Andrew helped out by observing. He says, well, I guess they've lowered their standards, Dad. And my wife and I, you know, Kathy and I were sitting on the sofa last year, and I was discussing an upcoming speech I was going to give, and I said, you're impossible. And she responded, no, dear, I'm next to impossible. And she's right, and I love her. So now I accept 75% of the responsibility for a relationship, and I'm working my way up.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, time isn't money, it's everything. Spend it on who and what you love.
Right.
So from my point of view, I think it's really, Gary, acceptance and accepting who we are and working on who we are. And that's the difference I think we can make.
Guys, Gary, I want you to respond to that. But before we do, let's take a call. Who we got, James?
Jim, we have Pascal calling from Maryland online.
Pascal?
Yes.
Hi, Pascal.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Say hello to Gary and Tom.
Hello, Gary and Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very glad that you're mentioning spirituality on the show today. I just wanted to add an experience that I had recently. I moved down to this area in order to leave the corporate world because I felt there was something missing. Yet, I'm getting emotional about this. I got two emails this week that would have me probably reconsider my decision because two of my mentors made partners. The key is somehow to remain focused on the fact that maybe God has a higher purpose for you and to keep going regardless of the decisions that you make. I guess that's what I wanted to say.
That's well said, Pascal. Gary, have you got any thoughts on that?
Well, we've all been there and done that. I was missing that element in my life, as you know, and was going to seminary and just escaped from one compartment to another compartment, if you will. And I think what people are struggling with today and what she is the integration thing. And let me tell you, if it's always helpful when I'm, by the way, most of my clients and my dearest friends, and some of them world-class professionals, are struggling with this today like you wouldn't believe. Let me give you an example. Just this week, Naomi Judd, the singer, is on the board with us at Schuller's, and she's been giving my books to her daughters. You may know Winona. And Winona's reading it, and I get a fax from her this week, and she wrote me, and she says, I'm in a corporate world now more than ever. I certainly hear enough about business laws, but I'm anxious to learn about the spiritual laws as well. Thank you so much for inspiring me during a very critical time of decision making. That's only one of the letters I get every week, Jim, that just tells me that we're all in America in the same boat. And what Tom and I are trying to do, and Sir John and many other people, are trying to help people understand that they don't have to run away from the corporate world in order to find spirituality in their lives.
Thank you, Gary, for that. Tom, I've got about 15 seconds. Would you like to comment on Pascal's thoughts?
I was just going to say that it's the greatest transformation area can be in the business world. We don't have to go in the caves and meditate. The action is in the arena,
yeah.
Being out in the field every single day.
Thanks, Tom. And Pascal, thank you for your call. Well done. Good luck. Folks, it's 39 After. We're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us, please. We are back. It's 44 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guests this hour are our good friends Gary Moore, the author of Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Folks, I recommend you check that book out. It's absolutely wonderful. I've been talking about it for a long time. It is one of my favorite books. And one of my new favorite books is by Tom Feltenstein. He's our other guest. The book is called Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success, and most of us know that you can have financial success and not be happy. I've been saying this for a long time. If you're not capable of being happy without money, then you're not going to be happy when you get money. because money will not make you happy. Stuff will not make you happy. And guys, our caller in the last segment, Pascal, brought up some very interesting, a very interesting point of view, and it's something that I continue to get all the time from people who listen to my show and who visit my website, and that is that whether they have financial success, whether they have business success or not, everyone seems to be wrestling. Many people seem to be wrestling with this thing about happiness and how to find happiness. And I talk to people who have lots of business and make plenty of money, and they're struggling with it. And I talk to people who are struggling with their business, and they're still having trouble with it. And so that's the reason why I wanted you guys to join us today and to help us talk about these things. One of the things I want to continue to do is I want us to continue to talk about some tools that we can use, some of the things that we need to do to integrate spirituality, to nurture our spirit, to kind of gain and maintain some balance in our life. And one of the things that both of you talk about and is the ethical issues. Tom, would you start out talking about some of the ethical things that we can do that will make a difference in our lives?
At least for me, my style has always had to do with openness, candor, and truth. And I've always been committed to full disclosure of everything I do. And I'll never forget, early on in my career, I was dealing with someone, and the guy said to me, "I figured you out. You use the honesty bit."
That's your scam, huh?
That was my
honesty
scam.
Honesty is your scam.
Yeah, that's true. Openness and candor are really, I think, a vital part of integrity. And telling the truth is a matter of ethics. And I go to great lengths to communicate to everyone that I do business with and to share with them. And, I, when you're out there every day trying to earn your wings, that there's no price tag on integrity. And I think that you have to be honest. In my book, there's a whole thing that I call the ethics check, and it's probably 10 questions that one of them is if doing business requires you to go against your own values, how often do you do it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And these are just really penetrating questions to think about, but there's really no price tag on integrity. And I think, to me, those 7 or 8 words really sums it up.
Well said, Tom. Gary, your thoughts on that?
Let me be very practical. Tom's a philosopher and stated that beautifully, but in my business, for example, managing money, Jim, the markets fluctuate between fear and greed. In 1990, John Templeton was saying the stock market's going to soar, and everybody was fearful of the federal debt of Japan, of Social Security going bankrupt and all of that. Today, everybody wants to play internet companies. I have had a terrible time with my clients lately, of clients who would not buy any kind of stocks in 1994 suddenly are telling me that they don't mind paying. In fact, they insist on paying 60, 80, 100 times earnings for internet companies. At least that was true until about 2-3 days ago. But we metamorph from fear to greed. And spirituality, in essence, if you read any of the ancient scriptures or the new religions and spirituality, whatever, always eliminate fear and greed from your life. And the Judeo-Christian scriptures particularly replace it with the spirit of love. The great commandments, if you will, is love God, love your neighbor as yourself. There's nothing about fearing and greeding in that. And so ethics begins to play a role. For example, my mentor, John Templeton, if you think about what he did, he's famous as a global investor. He, for 50 years, said to wealthy North Americans, if you will help the developing nations of the world, like Great Britain, France, and so on, did you 100 years ago when you were a developing nation, it will prosper you. And the fact that he's the best performing fund manager in the world over that time, I think, validates that concept. The other thing people don't know is Sir John, for those 50 years while he was accomplishing that track record, never financed alcohol, tobacco, gambling, adult literature, and things of that nature. Jim, for 12 years I've been preaching his message that having that ethic will enhance your returns, and I've been contrary to Wall Street, as we usually are on most of our teachings, who have counseled that ethics will cost you money. However, more and more studies, in the last, I'd say, 2 months, I cannot believe the number of mainline Wall Street publications who are coming to me and saying, tell us about this thing about ethics, because the studies are showing that ethics do indeed enhance your returns. In fact, someone told me the other day that Vanguard is now in the process of introducing an ethically screened mutual fund simply because one of the oldest ethically screened indexes in the country is outperforming the S&P 500 almost 2% a year since 1990. And when you see companies like Vanguard all of a sudden begin to jump on the ethics screen, now the unfortunate part is they're doing it because they're figuring out it'll cost them more money. We ought to have been doing it all along simply because it's right. But if it takes that to get everyone considering ethics in the investment process, I think the world's a little better place today.
Well said, Gary, and Tom as well. Folks, we're going to take a break. Stand by, guys. It's 50 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for staying with us today. We're going to be back and wrap up the hour with our friends Gary Moore and Tom Feltenstein. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is my website. Thank you very much for checking that out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding two books that I absolutely recommend that you go down this weekend and buy. It will change your life. One of them is by Gary Moore, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. This is not about just investing, folks. It's about how to operate in the business world and still maintain your integrity and your spirituality and some balance in your life. Also, the other one is Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success by Tom Feltenstein. You need to read both of these books. They're absolutely outstanding, and they will change your life. Gary Moore said something, Tom, that I want you to comment on, and I really like the way he said this. He says, economic progress has largely been a function of four factors. The first three are time, energy, and information. But more and more, he says, and perhaps the most dynamic progress of power for progress, he says, is the power of the human spirit. And that's what we're talking about this hour, is the development, the nurturing, and the empowering of the human spirit. And I'd like for your comments on that.
Well, I think, you know, from the human spirit, knowing what to do is usually not the problem. I think that the elusive goal is translating intention into action and resolution into results. You know, we all talk a great game, but are we doing anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we identify it, but we've got to have the intention and translate that into getting something done. And so to take that point, what we've got to do is to treat life like a dance rather than a wrestling match. And life really lays out a carpet between you and your goals. You know, very often it's a swamp. But remember that your stumbling blocks can be your stepping stones. And when life puts hurdles in your path, you better become a hurdler. And to take Gary's fourth step, I believe that if we open up and get out and start to accept who we are, love who we are, and translate that into doing, into our inner knower, then we're going to be able to make things happen.
Well said, Tom. Gary, I'd like your comments now. You got a minute.
Well, Jim, I wrote that article for Dow 1 Million with Sir John. We co-authored it, and it was picked up by Equities Magazine, which is a publication a lot of professional stock investors read. And the headline in the April edition of Equities was Why U.S. Stocks Remind Templeton of 1929 and What to Do About It. We think stocks are wildly inflated in the short term, and the Internet's beginning to show that. But we believe that we're in the springtime of the human spirit, and that will power the Dow to the 1 million level during coming years. But what that means is we are going to have to reintegrate our beliefs with what we do. In my quarterly update to my clients, I say, as parents, we all send our children out into the world with the advice that if everyone jumps off a bridge, you don't have to do it. And then as investors, every day, everyone gets into the Internet stocks, so we jump right in with them. And what you have to do, as Tom says, is follow that quiet voice within, whether you call that God, the spirit of the loving creator, however you phrase it, follow that instead of the crowd.
Thank you, Gary. Well said. And guys, I just want you to know that you two have made my day. I know you've made the day of many of my audience. This is information that we needed. We're searching for it. We need it. We're reaching for it. And I want to thank you both for doing a great job of delivering it to us.
Thanks, we'll Jim.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks.
See you later.
Appreciate it a lot. It's good to be with you guys today.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Feltenstein, ladies and gentlemen, author of Uncommon Wisdom, and Gary Moore, author of Spiritual Investments. Check those books out, folks, online in your bookstores. It's worth, well worth the money. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like Pascal, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Russell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.